Call the meeting to order, call the roll.
Trustee Fenton?
Here.
Trustee Dodge?
Here.
Trustee Calandrello?
Here.
Trustee Healy?
Here.
Trustee Katsinas?
Here.
Trustee Malani?
Here.
Mayor Pico?
Here.
Please rise for pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of March 2nd, 2020, regular meeting minutes.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Katsinas?
I move to approve the minutes of the Board of Trustees meeting of March 2nd, 2020.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye. I'll entertain a motion to amend the agenda and take items and remove items 4 and 5 and items 13, which is dash 2020-80. I want to finish this out. I'm going to make a motion to, again, entertain a motion to remove items 4 and 5 and item 13, 2020-0180 from tonight's agenda.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 7-0.
Orland Park's Veteran Commission raffle license.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
I move to approve issuing a raffle license for 1 year beginning March 17, 2020, expiring March 17, 2021 to the Orland Park Veterans Commission to sell raffle tickets daily at Mackey's Pub.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Knights of Columbus raffle license.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Malani?
I move to approve issuing a raffle license for 1 year beginning March 17th, 2020, expiring March 17th, 2021, to the Knights of Columbus to sell raffle tickets daily at Papa Joe's Italian Restaurant.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Accounts payable from March 3rd, 2020 to March 16th, 2020.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Fenton?
Move to approve the accounts payable from March 3rd, 2020 to March 16th, 2021. In the amount of $1,819,664.29.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Consent agenda?
Consent agenda. Item A, payroll for March 6, 2020 approval. Item B, landscape maintenance contract amendment reference item 2018-0809. Item C, stormwater basin stewardship extensions, Pizzo and Associates. Item D, stormwater basin stewardship extensions, V3 companies. Item E, mastic pistachio gelato ordinance. Item F, ordinance authorizing release, abrogation of temporary construction easement, 9965 to 9985 West 151st Street. Item G, disposal of village equipment, online auction, public works, parks and grounds, and recreation department's ordinance. Item H, transfer of 2020 volume cap ordinance. Item I, an ordinance amending Title V, Chapter 8, Rental Housing of the Orland Park Village Code relative to the crime-free program in conflict and a conflict with the Cook County Ordinance, Cook County Just Housing Ordinance approval. Item J, municipal payroll consulting services approval. Item K, collective bargaining agreement with IBEW Local 134. Item L, Bluff Point Subdivision authorizing amendment to development agreement ordinance. Item M, budget rollovers fiscal year 2019 to fiscal year 2020 approval. In addition, item 920-20-0204, first amendment to the intergovernmental agreement between the Village of Orland Park, Village of Tinley Park, the Village of Middle Lothian, the Village of Orland Hills, and the City of Oak Forest for the sharing of police services, personnel, equipment, and resources approval. Item 11-2020-0138, consulting engineering services for 151st Street lift stations improvements proposal. Items 13-2020-0171, ecological restoration contract services, RFQ 20-04, and 2020-0223, 2020 holiday lighting installation, HC lights. I will entertain a motion to approve consent agenda, item A through M, item 9, item 11, and item 13, 2020-171 and 223.
So moved.
Second.
Any items take off the agenda? Consent? Call the roll.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
That takes us to Mayor's report.
Mayor's report.
Amend Title VII, Chapter 18, increased number of video gaming licenses.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Malani.
Ordinance number, please.
5495.
I move to pass ordinance number 5495, entitled an ordinance amending Title VII, Chapter 18 of the Orland Park Municipal Code regarding the available number of gaming licenses issued by the Village of Orland Park, Cook, and Will Counties, Illinois.
Second.
And just as a summary, this is to increase the number of gaming licenses again for local small businesses that were on the waiting list, Silver Lake and Casa Margarita. The Development Services Department approved the plan, as did I, and obviously you see the floor plans in here. Any questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Dodge.
We have had a couple of conversations with staff, and I think staff forwarded to the full board some information. There's some technical questions I'd like to bring up at a future committee of the whole regarding signage. So I certainly plan on voting on this one. I just wanted to put it out there for we can put it at a future committee of the whole if everyone agrees that's acceptable for the board.
So it's regarding the A-frame signs. I don't have a problem with bringing it to the committee of the whole, but we have to go all the way back through the Planning Commission, Zoning Commission, and all that, right, for signage changes?
That's correct. It would go through the same process, Planning Commission, for that we would add on to any code amendments that we have at the time.
But I have no problems with bringing it to the Committee of the Whole for discussion.
Thank you.
I don't know how anyone else feels. Any other comments or questions? Call the roll.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
COVID-19 update?
I'm going to save that for a board update, so we can skip over that.
An ordinance amending Title VIII of the Orland Park Village Code with regard to civil emergencies and disasters and the village president's authority to declare a state of emergency.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Dodge.
Ordinance number, please.
5496.
Mr. Chairman, move to pass ordinance number 5496, the amended ordinance amending Title VIII of the Orland Park Village Code with regard to civil emergencies and disasters and the village president's authority to declare a state of emergency. And I move to ratify the action by the village manager to immediately close to the public the Orland Park Village Hall, the Orland Park Sportsplex, the Orland Park Health and Fitness Center, the Franklin Levy Center, the Cultural Center, and the Orland Park History Museum, and to cancel all village programs and events scheduled to take place at all Orland Park buildings and facilities, except those meetings subject to the Illinois Open Meetings Act until further notice.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments on this?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Malani.
I believe we wanted to strike item number four.
That's already done.
That's already done.
Amended.
Part of the amendment.
Yeah.
Right.
The motion was as amended with the new ordinance on your desk that was put in front of you.
Okay. Gotcha. So I agree that definitely that's something we can remove.
Okay.
We obviously do not have any gun stores or, you know, things like that in Orland Park. And, you know, the way this was worded, it could actually, you know, put some, you know, residents at risk if they were to, you know, loan ammunition to somebody for some reason. But then looking back at this was something that was voted in on a consent agenda back in 2012. So somehow this ended up in here. So if we can remove this, I think that'll clean everything up and, you know, this ordinance will be what we need moving forward.
Okay. Any other comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Cantrell.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye. Motion carries 7-0.
Nobody signed it.
We have somebody. So we have one resident to speak, or two residents, Doreen and Terry Reed. A reminder, you have 3 minutes.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes.
My only concern is I live across from Veterans Park, and as I don't know if you know, but the park is being heavily utilized, which is fine. But the level of garbage that's accumulating there, during the summer, I was on the phone many times with Linda. The garbage cans are filled to the top in one day. But the park only picks up on Monday and Thursday, I'm told. And because the park, the pavilion is being used by big parties 7 days a week, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that. All I'm asking that if that's going to continue, at least somebody has to pick up the garbage 7 days a week, because I'm in your park every day with my garbage bag picking up garbage. Last Friday, I picked up, I didn't pick it up, I took pictures of it, and I take pictures of everything. Two condoms. It's really unbearable. I walk out my front lawn, there's bottles, there were five paper cups floating. I mean, you just need to come and see how filled the garbage can. There's food on the grass. I guess some people just don't pick up after themselves. I don't know what to say. I'm not against the pavilion, but if it's going to be utilized the way it's been utilized, please, the garbage has to be picked up between May and September every day, because the garbage cans are filled to the top.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. George, you have anything?
You know, we have Bo here, and Bo can kind of just talk about how the program looks for park cleanup.
Aren't you guys a little close? thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the board. Currently we pick up the garbage twice a week. We visit 65 parks Mondays and Thursdays, along with the 13 village buildings. We simply, at this point, we don't have the staff to allocate to doing garbage pickup 7 days a week. We do also pick up, we add weekend pickup at Veterans Park amongst three other parks where the pavilions are rented during the summer months of May through September.
Okay.
So we'll look into this a little more and see if, if there's something, any modifications that we have to do to our schedule.
Bless you.
So we'll take a look at. We'll take a look. We'll look further into see if we can modify the schedule for this.
Okay, I appreciate that. Okay, thanks, George. Thanks, Paul. Any other people here to speak today? Okay, great. Board comments, Trustee Nelson asked to go first, so I'm going to give her the first opportunity to speak.
I am going to defer my comments to the mayor. I think there's a lot of things going on. I think if every one of us spoke, we'd probably say about the same thing. So I'm going to defer what I would have to say if, Mr. Mayor, you could say the comments. Thank you.
Okay. Trustee Fenton?
Yeah, I just want to, which probably everybody is going to say the same thing, but I think it just continually needs to be repeated that, you know, wash your hands, stay home if you don't have to go out. I mean, and stop hoarding. That's the big thing right now. I think part of the panic that's out there is that people are just, they're panicking because they do go to the store just because they want to get a loaf of bread and they can't get a loaf of bread, or the, you know, the mystery reason why toilet paper is off the shelves. But I think that's one of the biggest things. And even though our small businesses, a lot of the restaurants are closed, you can always just buzz in and buy a gift card. It gives them the money now, you can use it later, or continue just to order and pick up, or they'll deliver. But those small businesses are really, really going to be hurting through this process. And if we can somehow continue to support them, I'm sure they would greatly appreciate it. And just remember to wash your hands and sanitizer.
Brought props. Trustee Dodge?
Just a couple of comments. Appreciate the board's flexibility on putting this ordinance in place. Certainly a good update from what we had before in terms of emergency declaration. I think when we put it together in 12, we simply didn't have it on anybody's radar screen that you'd have potentially a pandemic of this level of seriousness. So it was a good update. And I don't know if enough people in Orland Park appreciate just how much conversation goes on, how much work gets done in a situation like this. So I'm not going to say much on the Wuhan virus, because I'm sure that the mayor is going to address it, but I know he's been awfully busy lately, and I've told him directly, and I'll say it to Orland Park, appreciate the fact that the way he and staff are handling everything that's coming at an entity like Orland Park, given everything going on in terms of the national chain of command. So appreciate it.
Trustee Calangelo.
Just very briefly, I know the mayor's going to have a lot of details, so I want to just thank everyone for trying to stay home and listening to the authorities. I know that some of my fellow board members didn't know, but we are allowed to meet over the phone now, so we don't have to be in meetings. I think we had 35 people today, which is kind of going against what the Fed government has said. But anyway, just want to make sure our whole board knows that we can meet telephonically, so we don't have to worry about getting each other sick. So be safe, everyone.
Trustee Healy.
I have two quick comments. One is to tip heavily, please. These people that depend on tips and that, they've got less business, less to get by. It'll be good for the community if we all went out and gave them some business and tipped heavily. And the other one is not to forget about the churches and that, where we're not are being closed and we're not going as often. They, too, need the money now and through Easter and that. So please give it some consideration. Thank you.
Trustee Milani.
Three quick things. Shop local, you know, take care of our local businesses and stay safe and use a little bit of common sense and caution. And I'm going to turn the rest over to Mayor Pecow.
So I want to thank everyone tonight and for working through these issues. I want to thank staff because they've been working their tails off through all of this, because trust me, it changes not only by the hour, but probably by every 5 minutes. We're seeing changes, so staff is working very, very hard, and George in particular and is really getting crushed, and I know his phone is lighting up as much as mine, so I appreciate that, and there's going to be a lot more hard work to come, so thank you for that. Over the past couple weeks, I've been on numerous national, regional, and state calls regarding this issue, as have key members of our staff. It is important, I can't emphasize this enough, that we remain calm in this situation, that it's clearly way out of the ordinary, not something that anyone has been through before. It's a challenging time, but the people of the United States are resilient and are unbelievable problem solvers. We will solve this one. I won't sugarcoat this. There are going to be many, many more people infected. This virus spreads a little faster than the flu, and we have no immunity. So a lot more people are going to get infected. It is also almost certain that Orland Park will have people get infected. Those most at risk are elder and immunocompromised individuals. Healthy people under 60 may not even get sick if they are infected by this. That is what makes controlling the spread of this so difficult, from what all the experts say. Younger people and children probably won't even know at all that they were infected. Here are the latest recommendations from the CDC and the federal government, at least as of 20 minutes ago. If you feel sick, stay home. Don't go to work and contact your medical provider. Don't go to the hospital. Call your doctor or the Department of Health. They will screen you. There is no medication to cure this. So they want people staying home. They'll bring the tests to you. They don't want you infecting people who are already immunocompromised at the hospital. So please, 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 if you're sick, call your doctor. They'll tell you what to do. If you can't reach them, reach the Department of Health. If your children are sick, keep them at home and keep the entire household home and contact your doctor. If someone has tested positive in your household, they're going to tell you what to do, but they're going to say keep your entire household at home. If you are an older person or already sick, stay home and away from other people. It's most important that you keep yourself away from other people, way more than it is for most of the people in this room. You have to keep yourself away from other people. Telecommute and e-learn as much as possible. Limit contact with people as much as possible. Groups of over 50 people should be avoided. Avoid social gatherings in groups of greater than 10 people. Avoid eating and drinking in establishments and food courts. Use drive-through pickup and delivery options, and try to keep those businesses healthy by doing that. Avoid discretionary travel, discretionary shopping trips, and social visits. Do not visit nursing homes or retirement or long-term care facilities unless you're providing critical assistance. I know that's really hard to do for people who have people in those positions, but don't compromise them. The governor's office, as of yesterday, is requiring the following: holding no events greater than 1,000 people and now down to 50 people. So he just included that. Schools in Illinois are closed. Video gaming licenses have been suspended and casinos are closed. Restaurants and bars are closed to dine-in customers for 2 weeks, beginning in about an hour and a half at 9 p.m. They were also requiring 250 people, but I just saw the notice. It's down 50 people or less is what they're saying to not have any meetings or any events bigger than 50 people. It's also very important, and you've heard this so many times, but I'm going to keep repeating it. Take the following measures. Use proper sanitary measures. Wash your hands. Cover your mouth and nose when coughing or sneezing. Wipe down your countertops and other surfaces. Don't touch your face, etc. If you feel sick, stay home and isolate yourself from others and call your doctor. The Village of Orland Park staff, the Village Board, and I are making decisions based on the latest facts and health expert recommendations. We also will follow all the directives from the governor and from the president. At this point, we have made the following decisions. We have canceled all events until further notice. We have canceled all non-essential meetings indefinitely. All access to the public to village buildings will be by appointment only. The Sportsplex is closed until further notice. Orland Health and Fitness is closed until further notice to everyone except those medical appointments for physical therapy. All essential services will continue, but we will be restricting in-person interactions to only those that are essential. So don't be surprised if our people are out there working, but they're not being very friendly to you. They're trying to keep a social distance from you. The Civic Center will be closed until further notice. We have canceled all recreation programs until further notice. We have told the Secretary of State to stop operating in the Village Hall for continuity of government concerns, and we actually disinfected this today for the meetings tonight. Our goal is to continue to operate as normally as possible in these very abnormal times. All of our essential services will continue operating, and as many of our other non-public interfacing operations, they'll also continue. Our police department will also be operating normally, and we will assist regionally wherever needed. We will continue to operate as normally as possible for as long as possible. It is important that you know that we have plans in place for disasters, for emergencies, and pandemics. The book's about this thick. Fortunately, we have not needed these in the past. Now that we do, we have a plan. We are coordinating with other agencies and municipalities, and we will adapt to an ever-changing situation as we need to. We will continue to remain a voice of calm and reason, even if others panic around us. I encourage all of you to do the same. It is normal to be anxious, but take a deep breath, stay off social media, and we will get through this. I again encourage everyone to use common sense and to follow good hygiene practices. Lastly, as your travel becomes limited, please continue to do any required shopping locally. Our businesses, small and large, will be impacted by this, and please continue to support them. Many restaurants still offer pickup and delivery if you need to eat out or cannot prepare a meal. This is a very serious health issue, and there will be more cases and there will be more deaths. However, we will all get through these trying times by remaining level-headed, calm, and using common sense. And I appreciate all of that that has been demonstrated so far by the board and by our staff. With that, I will take a motion to go into executive session.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
Move to go into executive session for A, approval of minutes, B, collective negotiating matters between the village and its employees or their representatives, or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees, C, setting a price for sale or lease of village property, D, pending litigation against, affecting, or on behalf of the village when found by the board that such action is probable or imminent.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Gatsinas.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye. And
just so everybody knows, we are going to executive session in this room, not in that room. So there's not going to be any actions taken, so you don't need to hang around. We're doing that so we can keep a safe distance, particularly to make George feel comfortable.
No fishbowl.